This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage right now. Our players, as you can see, are warming up for today's big match. Warm up they should, because one of them is going to have the opportunity to win his very own video arcade game. You players ready?
Ready.
Okay, let's go play Starcade. Right, here we are. This is where it all happens. Nice studio audience. Welcome. Nice to have you here in Starcade. Two hot contestants, pretty well matched. Let's talk to them right now and see who they are. You are?
Eric Lee.
Eric, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 14 years old and I live in Pleasanton, California, where I go to Foothill High School.
Mm-hmm. I hear you're a piano player, too.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you like?
I like to play classical music.
All right, welcome. Nice to have you here. Good luck here on Starcade. And you are?
My name is Tom Amon. I own and operate a small Porsche repair shop in Campbell.
Hmm.
And in my spare time, I like to race a Porsche that I have.
You race the Porsches?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I suppose if you win, you're a front Porsche, and if you lose, you're the back Porsche, is that right?
Well, I usually end up somewhere in the middle. But
The middle Porsche, okay. Well, we wish you good luck, too, here on Starcade. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of these guys is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today, it is Megazone. Megazone is up for grabs. You guys shake hands and go over to the podium, and while they go over there, Kevin will tell us about the five games we're going to be playing today. Kev?
As always, Jeff, we have a great lineup of arcade games just waiting to be zapped. First, we have Dig Dug, down with the best of them. Next, it's Ladybug, and she's not flying, but running. In the middle, Discs of Tron, caught in a world of energy and light. Then, Angler Dangler, there's something fishy here. And Dragon's Lair, a heroic quest in a far distant time. Jeff?
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. Those are today's five games. Both of you, have, of course, had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, Eric and Tom, is a mystery game. Pick it in the first three games, and a valuable prize is automatically yours. So Kevin will tell our home audience what the mystery game is. Kev?
The mystery game is Ladybug.
All right. Now, I have a question for you. I'll ask you the question. First one to buzz in gets to answer it. Answer it correctly, you'll pick the first game. Here we go. In Time Pilot, what kind of flying machine does the player encounter in the year 1910? A, biplane, B, Eric?
Biplane.
Biplane, right you are. The other choice is monoplane.
Good answer.
Okay, Eric, let's see what you're going to start off with. What are we going to play?
Let's try Discs of Tron.
Discs of Tron. Okay, that's a wild game, and Kevin will tell us about it.
You are Tron, locked in a deadly battle with the warrior Sark, protector of a world that is pure energy, caught in an arena from which the only escape is victory. Electrifying light discs, guided by energy spots, are your only hope of de-rezzing Sark. Avoid his advances by jumping from disc to disc, or by using your special deflect power. But for you now, survival lies only in the Discs of Tron.
Okay, Eric, Discs of Tron. You like this game?
It's okay.
Okay, well, it is okay. Tom, you might want to listen to this, too. When Sark first appears, if you shoot your disc right away, you might catch him unawares and get some points really quick. You have seven deflectors. You can use those. Watch out for the chasers. You have to hit those twice in order for them to disappear. Otherwise, they're going to get you, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're up, Eric. You have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Got a good shot. All right. Oh, disgrace. 30 seconds. Good shot. Got it. $1,100. Eric, I'm telling you, for a guy who thought the game was just okay, you did really well. You're some player of Just of Tron. All right, head on back. We're going to have Tom come on down. Tom, I haven't seen you play this game, but it looks like you're going to have tough competition. He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a sandbagger.
You think so? Okay. You'll have 50 seconds also. You turn around. You ready? Get set. Play. Got him. 25 seconds. Got you. Just graze him. 10 seconds. Coming. $2,200. Looks like $3,200. Little trouble with the old Sark there. He kept dodging, but head on back. Well, I sent him away. I probably shouldn't have done that. I'm all by myself. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game on Starcade. Stay with us.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings. The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Megazone. Choose your path carefully through enemy territory to take the command tower. The challenges are many in Megazone, furnished by Interlogic. Back now to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kev, thank you. Well, let's see where we are after the first game. Eric, you have a total of 5,100 points. Tom has 3,200 points. Okay, a little separation there. Eric's in the lead. Of course, there's still one more game to be played in this round. Then the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. I have a question here, and I suppose, Tom, it's important for you to try to answer this so you can pick the next game and maybe sandbag old Eric there. Okay. Here's the question. In Star Wars, what colors are the part of Red 5 that can be seen by the player? A, red and white. B, red and blue. Now, Tom.
Red and white.
No, red and blue. Oh, tough. Too bad. And Eric, that means you get to pick the next game. What are we going to play, Eric?
Let's try Ladybug.
That is the mystery game. Good for you. Nice choice. And that means you win a nice prize. What is it, Kev?
It's pack time, Eric. You've won a Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man watch and clock. Telling time was never so much fun. Furnished by Paxon.
Okay, let's find out about Ladybug. Kevin will tell us about that.
She's a lady, but a bug, too. And other bugs are her specialty. If she can gobble them up, she's happy. If she can gobble them up when they're special, she's extra happy. It doesn't take much to make her happy, but it takes a lot of bugs. The Ladybug.
Thanks, Kevin. Now fly away home. Eric, I'm watching you as you pick the game. What's going through your mind as you're picking these games?
I don't know. This is a high-scoring game, so I just thought I'd pick the maximum amount of points.
Okay, well, you must know Ladybug pretty well, and not much I can tell you and Tom about that, but I will say go for the money makers as soon as you can, and if you get the heart while it's still blue, you'll score a double, triple, and sometimes six times your score.
Okay.
All right, good luck to you. It is Ladybug, and you have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Seconds, look out. Whoa. Another one. 15 seconds to go. $3,300. $3,300, Eric. Not bad at all. A little bit of trouble, but not very much. Head on back, and here comes Tom. Oh, Tom, he left you a little room there. He got killed once, and also he missed the heart. When if you can wait for that to turn blue, that's going to help out. So we'll wish you good luck. You have 50 seconds. You all set to go?
Ready.
Now, just pretend you're racing your Porsche there as you go around the Ladybug track. Ready? Get set. Play. $5,930. You did some catching up. Let's see if it was enough to play the name of the game board. Both of you had a chance to play Discs of Tron and Ladybug, and now one of you is going to play for a special prize. We're going to add up both the scores and see who gets to play the name of the game board. Eric, you won on Discs of Tron, and you sure won on Ladybug. Let's see how it turns out. Eric, your total is $8,400. Tom, you have $9,130. You passed, Eric. That means you played the name of the game board. Come on down here. Turn your back to the video screens, if you will. We're going to show you four video games. If you guess the games correctly, you're going to win some prizes. And Kevin will tell you about them. Kev?
Tom, if you get 3 out of 4, you'll battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement. A futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair. And for all four correct, it's a White's Metal Detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil from White's Electronics.
Okay, Tom, that's what's at stake. Turn around, let's see how well you do. We'll start in the upper left-hand corner. Take a look. Is that Moon Patrol or Super Rider?
Super Rider.
No, sorry, it's Moon Patrol. Number two, is that Eggs or Burger Time?
Burger Time.
Burger Time is right. Number three, is that Frenzy or Berserk?
Frenzy.
Frenzy is correct. And number four, Jumpin' Jack or Jump Bug?
Jumpin' Jack.
No, sorry, wrong guess. It was Jump Bug. Well, no prizes there, but you are in the lead in the game. Eric won the first game. You took over the lead in the second. Anything can happen in the third round, so come on back. With Starcade, we'll take a break, and we'll be back in a moment.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. Now you can have a new video game for your home system in minutes and for less than one-third of what you'd expect to pay. All you have to do is buy a special reusable cartridge, insert it into the game center, select your game, and in a matter of minutes, the game will be put onto the cartridge. And the next time you want a new game, all you have to do is take the same cartridge, have it erased, and put the new game right on it. And you can choose from over 100 different games. Check it out at your video game center. Time now for more video games on Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, we have some great competition here. Eric won the mystery game. Tom got the name of the game board. And here we are at round two, the big challenge. Only one game left to play. This time only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores. And the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win the video arcade game Megazone. So this last question, very important. Eric and Tom, here's your question. Hands on buzzers. What is the player's rank at the beginning of Motor Race USA? A, 65th, B, 90th. Eric?
65th?
Nope. Valiant try. It's 90th. And that means Tom gets to pick the game. Let's see. What do we have up there? We have Angler Dangler, Dragon's Lair, and Dig Dug left. What's it going to be?
Let's try Dig Dug.
Dig Dug. Okay, Dig Dug is the game, and we'll go underground and see if Kevin is awake to tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm wide awake down here, Jeff, and I'll ask Tom to come down and join me. We might get a little bit blue from holding our breath, but I know Tom will dig us out of here by getting through those tunnels, clearing out those monsters by dropping rocks, getting a bonus by having a veggie snack, pumping up those nasties Pooka and Figar till they explode, or just hitting the pump once or twice to escape. This is one dirty job, Dig Dug, but you asked for it.
Okay, Tom and Eric, get the Figar horizontally, you get more points, and if you do it vertically, there's several ways to play this, but I always like to stay up near the top, near the end, so you can get that monster while he's escaping, but you'll do what you think is best. You ready to go?
Ready.
40 seconds. Let's see if you can preserve your lead. Get ready. Get set. Play. You got him. $1,890, Tom. A little bit of trouble there, but not too bad. Head on back. And Eric, come on up here. Now, this is it. You're some points behind. You got to get a lot of points on this to win the game. You got any special strategy?
Not really.
Well, we wish you good luck at Dig Dug. You have 40 seconds, Eric. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. Good going. 15 seconds. $3,910. Well played, Eric. Head on back. Let's see where we end up here with you and Tom. Tough competition from both of you, and one of you is going to have a chance in just a moment to go for their very own video arcade game. Boy, the lead's been going back and forth. First Eric, then Tom, and now we're going to see who the big winner is. Total for the day, Eric, you have $12,310. Tom has $11,020. Eric, you're the winner. Congratulations. Yay! Well, Tom, you played really well. Nothing I can say. I mean, you should be proud of yourself. Eric just beat you on Dig Dug, I guess.
Well, I thought I had it, but I guess I didn't.
Yeah, well, nice to have you here on the
Thanks,
show.
Joe.
Good luck to you in your racing. Of course, we have some nice gifts for you backstage when we're finished
Thank
here today.
Much.
All right, and Eric, you are our big winner of the day. Man, I've never seen a guy double pumping like that, like you did on Dig Dug. It's really well done. And Kevin, we have a prize, don't we, for Eric?
We sure do. It's RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power, and can even talk. Available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado.
Yeah, Eric, you're going to love that robot. You'll also love your own video arcade game. All you have to do is beat an average score. We'll see if you can do it right after these words. And welcome back to Starcade. Now, Eric, here comes a little bit of pressure for you. A chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, Angler Dangler and Dragon's Lair. And during the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Angler Dangler, you'd have to score at least 850 points. If you picked Dragon's Lair, you'd have to score at least 6,500 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played the same games. And you decided on
Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair. All right, it's a great game, but that means you have to score 6,500 points or more in 30 seconds. You do that, you're going to win our grand prize. That's Megazone. So we're going to ask Kevin to tell us about Dragon's Lair, and Eric, you and I'll go over and get ready to play. Kev?
Once upon a time, long ago, a fierce dragon captured the fair Daphne, and only Dirk came forth to join the quest. All others cringed and hid, and even Dirk was a little shaken, but he was not swayed. The dragon would be his, and the princess would be his reward. Now, you are Dirk, and the challenge is yours.
Well, we're right down to it. 30 seconds to get 6,500 points. The important thing, Eric, is not to die. And I suppose you hope for the right screens, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good luck to you. We hope that you take home that video arcade game. 30 seconds to go. Get ready, get set, play. Okay, here we go. Didn't make it. I think the screens messed you up. If you might have had another screen, it might have worked. But you're our champion. Got yourself some nice prizes. It's been great having you here on Starcade. Congratulations to you, Eric. I'll see you on the next Starcade. Until then, this is Jeff Edwards saying, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.